Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I interviewed the former governor, former Navy SEAL, former movie star and wrestler, Jesse the Mind Ventura, last night, and he said more about 9/11 than he's ever said before. He went public on it, saying he does question the official story. And I'll recap that interview before this hour ends. I'll spend a few minutes recapping what happened in that sit-down video interview. It'll be up on the website tonight on InfoWars.com. The first place it'll be is JonesReport.com, because that webmaster is so dedicated. He's also the video editor. Aaron Dykes, we're going to be up here tonight to make sure it's a good edit, and then we're going to post it up to YouTube, or if it's too long, to Google Video, and then we'll put it up tonight. It'll be up on Jones Report first, and then tomorrow it'll be up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And Paul Watson's writing an article about the interview right now that'll be up in the next few hours as well. It is huge news. Also, I've got a lot of other news here that I want to be going over. Concerning the police state, CIA spying, CIA drug dealing, Los Zetas, it's really controlled by our government. These drug gangs running all over the Southwest, predominantly Texas. Sela Castillo is our guest. We said we'd take your calls. We will do it now. Let's talk to Brian in Ohio. You're on the air worldwide, Brian.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, appreciate what you're doing there. Just want to let you know I'm a recent InfoWars subscriber, and I've been doing a lot of my own research in the past year, and one thing that's kind of come to light to me with all of this research that I've done is, you know, it's basically an awakening, like you said in the earlier segment, of there's an assumption, it seems, like in America that we're, I was one of those people that was kind of off just letting the government run itself.
Yeah, we're the good guys, and in truth, what we are is a bunch of naive people, on average, run by demons.
Yeah, and as a Christian, I kind of swallowed the pill as far as Bush's Christianity, and then what didn't make sense to me after that was when I looked at Karl Rove and what, you know, his history has been with you know, his campaign orchestrations and whatnot. But a lot of stuff is covered on your website in terms of you know, the Federal Reserve and just
yeah, calling George Bush a Christian is like calling Beelzebub Jesus. I mean,
right.
It is just
the truth is stranger than fiction. It really is. When I've looked at the facts, and like Norman Dodd's interview in 1982 on the 1954 Reese Commission, and what they discovered with the tax exempt, you know, the Rockefeller and the Carnegie foundations. And these, what amazes me is this stuff is in print, and the recent things that are coming to light with the Patriot Act, and with you know, we're talking about this expanding the borders. And what I guess what I want to know is I would encourage everyone to do their own research. And, you know, and
what you're saying is you checked into this stuff and you found out it's true and this is darn serious. People better look at it.
Yeah, it's,
I've heard you issue that challenge. We can back up what we're saying. Listen, folks, you can't just deny what we're saying out of hand. You better go look it up.
The point is this, is you really need to insert yourself to assert yourself. And I think the day of just assuming we're in a utopia, and that's what I've been guilty of, is, hey, my life is good and full here. And I felt a little bit guilty for not really being involved.
Yeah, we have a responsibility to defend those that are being abused, or it'll end up happening to us, Sally.
Absolutely, and we need to just education. I've always said education is the name of the game here. We need to educate as many people as we can to let them know what's going on in this country.
We've got to do it. I mean, we're in a race against time.
You know, it's kind of late to save ourselves. You know, it's going to be our grandkids we need to save now, because our kids are also not savable right now. But it's going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better.
No, unfortunately, I agree with you. We've reached a terminal corruption and decadence and evil. And right now, we're going into bondage. And the question is, will we have the core that will then recognize it and resist it to get the country back?
Exactly.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate your fine comments, Brian. We're going to break, and when we come back after break, we're going to talk to Chris, Jeff, Dave, John. I'm going to get through all these calls that have been holding forever. 1-800-259-9231. What a novel idea to get my toll-free number out on air. 1-800-259-9231. Sela Castillo, author of Powder Burns. I forgot to tell you about that. We'll tell you about the book. We carry it. It's almost out of print. We've got some copies here of it. You really need to get it. We'll be right back. Shelley will be speaking on an event tonight. We'll tell you more about that, too.
It's
Cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Shelley Costello is our guest in studio. We're about to go straight back to your calls. I didn't plug this in the last hour. I should have. We have his book, Powder Burns, and it gets into CIA drug dealing, the photos, the documents, what he witnessed as the highest level DEA agent in Latin America. It is such an important, definitive book. And Shelley, I hope more get printed up when these are gone. But you're getting down to the end of them, aren't you?
Absolutely. I got about 500 left, and that's basically it. I'm trying to get a publisher to come in and help me reprint.
And I think we got like 400 of them. We've got like maybe, I think it's 75 to 80 left, Kevin was saying. So if you want Powder Burns, we have them on Infowars.com. Those will sell out soon. We'll buy more of what Shelley's got left if he'll sell them to us. And then we need to get an updated version then, I guess, of Powder Burns republished.
Exactly. Hopefully a second edition on it.
It's a very important testament. So if you want Powder Burns, it's available at Infowars.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. And Terror Storm, by the way, my new film, is out on DVD with over 68 minutes of extras on it, so over 3 hours on one DVD. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Chris in Maine. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I pretty much just, you know, hopped on the net, and I was listening to your guys' conversation, and I decided to call, you know, and...
Sure, what's on your mind?
The only thing I really have on my mind is, like, you guys keep talking about, like, you know, all the deaths and everything, and it's like, it's only spawned more and more death, and as it's spawning more and more death, that's less and less likely that we're going to run across, you know, the person who has the cure for AIDS or cancer or power problems or anything. I mean, we might have just killed, you know, today, right now. we might have just killed the next Albert Einstein. Or the guy that was
well, more
cure
than that, we've killed our soul, because when, as a society, collectively, we let our leaders write memos saying they can torture children, we've entered hell.
That is wrong in every sense of the word. I don't care what religion you are. Torturing anybody, death in general, is just wrong and should not be allowed. I mean, even in war. I mean, come on.
My point is not even the Nazis wrote public memos about torturing children. They just did it. I mean, this is lower than the Nazis. And when I say that, Sella, you want to comment on that statement?
Absolutely. They're carte blanche to do whatever you want to do, and they write about it, and they're not worried not one bit about getting prosecuted for it. And it's so sad because it's gotten to this point to where they're so arrogant. They're worse than any other dictator in this world that killed thousands and thousands of people.
The only thing holding them back is the Second Amendment. If they could get our guns, they'd move. I mean, the Houston Chronicle reported on the FEMA camps they've got for citizens.
Exactly. So, you know, that's the next step, and that's going to be a big fight, because I myself will not give up my gun.
Well, we were talking during the break. I think arrogant dictators in these plutocracies always get arrogant, decadent, and out of control. And I think we're starting to see an overplaying of the hand. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they crossed the line. I think they're not turning back. And they're going to go forward full speed. And what happens, happens. And there's no turning back.
Did you see that? When you took criminology to be a police officer in the DEA, because I just know as a layman reading some books on criminology and some psychology I had in college, that's what psychopaths and control freaks and murderers do, is they get wilder and wilder. They want to get caught. It's like a...
Yes, but even when they get caught, they get released. And we got Posadas as an example, the guy who killed people, Bosch, who killed a whole bunch of people also, and guess what? They were pardoned at the end of the day. And you know, that they're going to go back and do the same thing.
So this is a higher class of criminal. It's not like the street serial killer. These are serial killers, a society of killers who have get-out-of-jail-free cards.
Exactly. They will never, ever be prosecuted, whether it's in international courts or here in the U.S. You can see for Posada, you know, he's a criminal. He came into this country illegally, and he's not being even prosecuted for that. He's going to be released next week. So that's
shameful. Chris, anything else you want to add?
Oh, I mean, no, not really, other than just world peace. Everybody should agree to disagree and go about their ways. There should be, you know, I mean, if we're ever going to ever make it and, like, have the human race survive in any decent extent of the word survive, we've got to figure out what the hell's going on. Pardon my French.
I appreciate your call. We know what's going on. We're naive. We've been taught that we're the good guys, and that's a perfect breeding ground, like, you know, stagnant water for mosquitoes. And we just bred really evil people. We were a very prosperous, wealthy nation, so evil people flocked here to hijack control. They got control. They've used this as an engine of world empire. And now they're getting ready to break down the internal country and take all our freedoms, and they're openly saying they are. And so Sully Costello and myself are here on air going, listen, wake up and get involved. And, you know, the caller first said, well, you know, you guys talk about the problems and it just gets worse. Sir, we're lancing the wound. We're, you know, sunshine is the best type of disinfectant. We're here. You may know. You may hear this every day. The new person driving along listening on 100.1 in Austin or... Our great folks, big fans of up there at KCXL in Kansas City, Pete Chartel and all those wonderful people have been carrying the show for like 8 years. Harry Grothjohn there, WBCR outside Knoxville, just all these great people out there who stand with us. People are listening to those AM and FM stations, and they're hearing this for the first time. And a lot of them get angry. They get mad. Just like Sully was in denial when he was in the DEA. And first started, just like I was in denial when I was this little Republican 14 years ago working for the Pat Buchanan campaign. And then started finding out that, you know, the Republicans were just as controlled or more than the Democrats. We all go through these processes, okay? And people hear this show, and they get mad. But then a lot of them take the challenge. And they go find out. We do research. We, you know, we have the facts in front of us. We don't just sit here and make this stuff up. You know, I'm a good friend of Sully, but the first time I ever met him and interviewed him, we were on the same page immediately, not because we'd gotten behind closed doors and scripted things like the Bushies and others have to do. We are just following the truth, so we have the same information. I mean, it's like I interview some JAG officer, or I interview some congressperson who's standing up, or I interview some researcher, and we've never talked before, but we're on the same page. It's because we're following the facts. Okay, and so we've got the truth. That's a powerful weapon. The establishment has to keep lying, keep their lies straight, cover up the old lies. Shelley?
Absolutely. You know, and the thing about it, since we were very small, we were taught to believe in our country and trust our government and never just keep on believing in the American dream. And in reality, it's getting worse.
It's a nightmare. And in reality, you know, you talked about McAllen down there in the district attorney, saying you're a terrorist and putting you on some list. We have these training manuals that say property rights activists, land rights activists, conservatives, liberals, gun owners, we're all being put on terrorist lists. The people making those lists are the real terrorists, and they think patriotism is licking their boots and not questioning what they say and shutting up and going along with the rape of our families. They are the traitors. That's so un-American to claim that dissent is terrorism.
And I think the American people, to be honest with you, they're going to take arms, and they're going to have we're going to have a civil war in this country. We're going to get tired of our kids getting locked up on racial profiling or whatever reason it is, you know. Something happens to my kid, I can guarantee you, I'll lock and load 130 round magazine into my rifle, and I'll go out doing some hunting because. You know, you can mess with me all you want, but, and people say, violence is not the answer and so forth, but you know what?
Well, I'll say what the answer is, letting them know, don't cross that line.
Exactly.
It's like a rattlesnake. It's like that flag behind you. That was the Minutemen flag. Don't tread on me. It's saying, hey, I got a rattle. I'm letting you know. Just back off.
And that's what's going to happen. We're going to have a breaking point in our
just like
society.
1776.
Exactly.
They came to confiscate guns. They were arresting people's kids. It's exactly what happened. They said, that's it.
That's it. And, you draw the line and you lock and load. And that's it. And that's what's going to happen. People are just going to get fed up. People don't get involved because they hear this happening to other people. But once it starts happening to their own people, then they get involved. And the problem... Well, not the problem. The thing that happens is that you get involved. There is a price to pay for it. You will pay a price for it, whether it's going to jail or...
But you'll pay a price if you don't get involved.
It's worse. Not only will you pay a price, but your kids will pay a price. So it's got to be done. And, people say, Cesar Chavez, nonviolence, Gandhi, no violence. But, it's gotten to a point it's never worked. Has never worked in our country. So now we need to do what we need to do. And I'm telling you, people come out and they start taking your freedom away, whether it's the Second Amendment on your weapons or whatever. And the thing about it, all these people that work, all these ATF agents, DEA agents, FBI agents, it's a different generation of kids that they actually believe that they have the power to do whatever they want to do.
That's right. DEA or BATF 30 years ago.
We'll never do what they're doing now. They're going out there. They're entrapping people. They're using informants. They're not reliable to get a search.
Well, every day some new crime lab that comes out is framing everybody. I mean, it's
exactly on DNA and so forth, and it's ballistics and so forth, and it's not stopping. And if they lose,
people think they won't take the Second Amendment. They've just announced there's no Fourth Amendment, and they're going to pass a law they can secretly arrest citizens, and we can disappear into rendition black holes. I mean, that's black bag, snatch and grab, folks. And they're openly announcing black bag, snatch and grab. They're openly announcing Bush has tripled. I keep saying doubled. He's now tripled the size of the BATF. They're not playing games.
Exactly, and that's what happened with Hitler. He went up there and started grabbing people And that's what they're doing to us now, and they're locking up Americans without any civil rights, any constitutional rights, be able to have an attorney present and so forth, and they can hold you forever and not give you an attorney.
Unfortunately, I think it is going to come to a head, and they're just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And when it finally breaks, I really feel sorry for the enforcers.
Exactly, because they're going to get a taste of what they've been given. They dished it out, and we're going to do it again to them. And it's going to be a civil war.
The But, I mean, I talked to so many former Special Forces people alone who are just waiting, armed to the teeth.
Oh, we've got bunkers, we got...
We'll be right back.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
I was just talking to Sally during the break about the incredible interview I had with Jesse Ventura. And I mean, I've been around other Hollywood stars and people. I've been up close to Schwarzenegger, and he just looks like a big pansy. Doesn't put off any of that presence. But Ventura, man, I was like, this is a killer. I mean, you could really, you know, and he looks completely nuts on top of it. But he's got black dreadlocks now.
Oh, my goodness. He crossed the line.
He says he likes Mexico.
Well, got to have a lot of money to live in Mexico.
Yeah, he's probably having fun, though.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jeff in Kentucky and then Dave, John, Dave, and others. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, sir. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice
well,
talking.
You know, I haven't, you know, walked in your shoes, but I have traveled your path, and I've taken two oaths in my life. One was when I enlisted in the Army back in 98, and the other one was I volunteered to be a ranger and recognized I volunteered as a ranger, knowing fully the hazards of my chosen profession, but I did not sign over my soul or my morals. And when I was in Iraq, I was stationed in Panama for a year. I didn't get to do all the wild stuff that you did down there, but I did get to see a little bit of craziness down there. And when I was in Iraq, I got to, as a squad leader in an infantry unit, I got to rendition somebody one time. And to see that look in somebody's eyes when they're getting hauled off by the MPs, to go see the CIA agent, it just, that's what killed me for being in the military. My son was born 2 weeks before I left over for Iraq. And to do stuff that I did in Iraq, I just killed my soul. And when I came back to
So they had you doing secret police snatch and grabs?
There was nothing secret about it, Alex. We were over there. We'd go in there and we'd bust into a building. If their IDs, and we couldn't speak Arabic, so that we didn't know if their IDs matched or not. So we looked at the people and was like, well, that guy doesn't look right. So we'd pick him up, take him over to the MPs, and the MPs would be like,
yeah, that's what the Army's own report said, 75 to 90% totally innocent of anything.
And when that one,
without torturing you first.
I had one kid that was a college student. He looked me in the eye. And when he was getting hauled off, it just looked like, you know, if I ever see you again on the street, son, that's what his looking eye was to me. Is that if I ever see you on the streets again, son, it's my blood and your blood, you know. And when I came back to America, I got, you know, turned by my college professor and got to see, you know, some things that was going on, especially with 9/11. And it's the true soldiers that went in the military, like not the soldiers that are in there now, because the soldiers that are in now are just a bunch of gang. You know, gangster punk kids, you know, working for the New World Order, but the soldiers that were in there...
Shelly's nodding his head. You want to comment on that, Shelly?
Yeah, basically, that's what happens, Niles. I keep saying it's a new generation of soldiers, a new generation of kids that they go out and they think by hurting other people, or especially innocent people, but they don't realize...
Yeah, real men hurt bad guys.
Yeah, but they're going to come back. You know, one out of three. For example, in Vietnam, we know that 58,000 soldiers were killed in Vietnam. But the American people really don't know that twice that number came back and committed suicide. So, out of three that saw combat in any war is going to be suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And they will be out killing their families. They'll be out killing, and a lot of them, majority of them, 75% of them will go into law enforcement. And that's what's happening now. They're going
into
law
enforcement.
And
that's why you get people, I mean, they just had that footage of the little 8-year-old black girl for no reason. The cops saying, I'm going to blow her head off. And the other cops have to come and say, put your gun down. I mean, why do you put a gun to a little kid's head? I mean, what's...
Well, because they are waiting to
snap,
and they've snapped already. They just don't realize they have, and any little opportunity. And what happened to us Vietnam veterans that came into law enforcement, we had this guilt trip that we were still looking for that bullet that we missed in Vietnam. And the majority of us went into law enforcement. And I remember coming back from several operations in South America, we're going on a raid, and, you know, I'm strapped for bear, man. I in my camouflage, my face, you know, I got my knives, I got my guns, and people says, what are you doing? I says, well, we're going on a raid. He says, you don't need all that stuff to go on a raid. But see, the instinct survival, the thing about when you suffer from PTSD, it's with you for the rest of your life.
I go to VA on a daily, or not daily basis, but on a monthly basis, and I've got Vietnam vets telling me that PTSD will never go away.
And people say, why do you live in the past? Because it's in our bones
like
now.
Like 15 seconds ago. That war is like 15 seconds ago for you.
Exactly, and it's in our blood. It's never going to go away, and that's what the spouses are not going to be able to understand, the fathers, the mothers.
Yeah.
You know, I knew it because I saw it in my dad. My dad was shot 6 times in the Philippines. And he was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And we couldn't understand what it was. And then I grew on to it, and I became just like him. So it does happen.
And listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Interesting story. Call us again sometime. Tell us more about Iraq. We'll talk to Dave, John, and Dave, and many others. 1-800-259-9231. Sully Costello is our guest. The book is Powder Burns. It's in our online video and bookstore shopping cart at infowars.com. That's infowars.com. Be sure and get your copy of the new book. It's very important you get it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get relief.
I can't get no relief.
I like the line in this song where it says, there are many here among us who believe that life is but a joke, but you and I, we've been through that. And we say, you've got one life to live. You should do the right thing. You should stand up against evil and corruption. And people go, oh, that's so good. Oh, you're such a hero, Sally Costello or Alex Jones. Thank you for fighting him. I don't ever think I even really had a choice. I mean, you find out you got a bunch of sicko killers that like to torture innocent people and ship heroin and cocaine into our country and then put our kids in prison and do all of this, and they're putting up cameras everywhere and they're taking our... I mean, how... Shelly, I mean, is it instinctive for you to fight this? I mean, you're just doing what you're like a fish, you're swimming in water. Nobody says it's a hero for swimming.
Absolutely not, and it's got nothing to do with me. It's about my kids and about my grandkids. That's what it's going to be all about. And you know, I didn't start talking about this when I left the agency. I started talking and writing reports during when I was an agent, and that was the difference between myself and other people now that are coming forward to talk. I was never scared to talk about it and educate the people about what happened. And you know, it's so sad that because of the people you report this, are not going to take it forth, and they'll go in what was known as the black hole.
Why do you think they killed Gary Webb?
Well, I think it came to a point with Gary. My opinion is the fact that, you know, you can't shoot yourself twice in the head. I mean, I really don't care who says what. But Gary, you know, I saw it in Central America and I saw it in South America. There's a choice. Either you take yourself out or they'll take your family out for you. It's either you do it or we do it for you. And I think Gary knew that he had to do what he had to do. And, yeah, he left messages. He left suicide notes or whatever. But that was part of the whole thing. And you know, he's not the only one it's happened to. It's happened to other people.
So, well, I mean, from the famous reports, there's hundreds of them that have been documented. You walk in, it's dark. They go, hey, hands up, sit down over here. They tie you up and they say, listen, we're going to let you go. We want you to write a note. And if you don't, we're going to kill your whole family.
Exactly. And that happens all the time. Right now, the SEPTAs came in into Texas and they found out that there were a couple of federal agents working in cahoots with one of the cartels. And they went up and knocked on the front doors of their homes, federal agents. And they told them, look, you seize or we're going to take you out. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, those agents asked for a transfer out of the valley.
Tell folks who Los Zetas is for those that don't know.
The Zetas are all military individuals that work for different governments who are now hired by the cartels to be the enforcers of their operations and so forth, and training. And you know, they train here in South Texas. They train in Mexico. And they got Israelis working for them, training them. In both sides of the border, and you know, it's huge.
Oh, our good friends, the Israelis, as usual.
They've always been there, and they're there now, right now, helping out, training those people and so forth, and they're using our military, former military guys, to train them. I myself have been offered for $500,000 to go down there and train the Zetas, and there's no way in the world I would ever do that, and, you know, it's just, I'm fighting the so-called war on drugs, and there's just people there. They feel they have the power to do anything in this world, and they're doing.
And in South Texas, the drug dealers are God.
Well, they walk on water, and basically they're very well protected. They got people on their payroll from the U.S. Attorney's Office to FBI agents to DEA agents, who sells them to tells them when the next raid's coming in. You know, the stuff.
And they just Serpico good people every day.
Every day, absolutely, and they take them, and the money's huge. There's no way they're going to say no to it, you know. As Kiki Camarena once said, it's plomo or plata. It's either the bullet or money. And
well, that's what the globalists, that's what Bush, Dick Cheney told the Taliban, either a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs.
Exactly. And that's what happened. And the Taliban is back in power now in Afghanistan. And we're losing Afghanistan as we speak now. Going back to the drug trade, we got more drugs coming out of Afghanistan. The biggest crop cultivated ever in the heroin coming out of Afghanistan.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt, but I want it in your words. But from all the research I've done, all the agents that have gone public, the majority of the narcotics that come in are really licensed or certified. That is, cartels have to pay their cut, launder through certain banks. And then another percentage, our government physically ships it in themselves, but most of it is just licensed by criminal elements of our government. And the sick thing is I've tracked the big five prison industries. The Bushes own large stock in two, and they literally are connected to the big drug banks. So the big drug banks finance the prisons. The cops raid people's houses, take our kids to jail for using their drugs. And then they're put in prisons working for 20 cents an hour, displacing everybody else's jobs. Everybody's worried about illegal aliens. What about all the prisoners driving down the wages? And so literally the drug dealers are our government, and they own the prisons and then make money on both ends of it. And so I guess the way to end this is to force decriminalization, which the government will never allow because they're dealing the drugs.
Absolutely right. People say, well, you know, marijuana never hurt anybody, and, you know, if you were to take marijuana off the streets tomorrow, then what would people do? They're going to go buy a beer. And if you were to legalize marijuana, the corporate America on the liquor and beer are not going to allow that, because instead of buying a $3 beer, you'll buy a 50-cent joint and light up and get high. And they're not going to tolerate that. And it's, you know, America has gotten now more addicted to drug money than they are to drugs.
Well, I mean, we have more, triple the heroin, double the cocaine we had just 12 years ago. We have gone from 1 million imprisoned, over 7 million in the system, 4 million behind bars. I mean, it's designed to destroy the country.
Exactly. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to continue to do. You know, you got to remember, we spend billions of dollars in source countries like Colombia and Peru, and we can't make a dent. So it's got to tell you that there's something wrong with this picture. This is not working. And it's never going to work. That's why I've always said there's never been a war on drugs.
It's not working from a normal person's view, but for the government and the drug dealers, this is great.
It's all about money, and they don't care if it hurts your grandkids or your fifth graders or whatever.
Well, the truth is, if you decriminalized it, then there wouldn't even be a conduit to bring it in because there wouldn't be money. If you just regulated it and made it legal, that would take it out of the black market and then make it all transparent.
Exactly. And so that's not going to happen. You know, got to remember, we have the best intelligence network in the world. We can find out by satellite photos where every cocaine lab there is in the Amazon, and we could take them out with any kind of missiles or whatever. But we're not going to do that because it's a big production of coca that we need.
In fact, the only stuff that gets, I've seen the satellite maps and it's come out in investigative reports where they show satellite maps of where they're supposed to spray, where they're supposed to raid, and it's the exact line, okay, that you spray all the commies fields, but all of our fields you leave alone.
Exactly, and that's happening in Colombia with the paramilitary and the guerrilla networks up there. You know, they always blame the guerrillas for being involved in drug trafficking.
But really,
government.
It's like our government's Coke and the communists are Pepsi, and Coke is literally coming in spraying Pepsi's fields.
Exactly. And you know, it's all part of the U.S. government. It's, you know, it's all a bogus, phony war on drugs.
But they love it. They love to catch your teenager with some ecstasy shipped in from Israel or Europe. They love to catch him with some cocaine. Young people, it's not rebellious. It's not cool. Don't use it. Don't use George Bush's products. You want to hurt these people? Be straight. Be strong. But please don't use their products. But the sick thing is, you use their products, then they put you in their prisons for using their products.
That's right. You become a prostitute to them, and that's it.
Well, this is how they legalize slavery again. They bring something in, put it out everywhere, hype it with Hollywood. The young people use it, and that's their excuse to make you a slave.
And that's what happened in South Central with the blacks back in the 80s when the CIA brought in all this cocaine and gave it to Ricky Ross in consignment, and he cornered the market. He was a Walmart of crack, and that's what happened.
Exactly. You're going to be speaking tonight, and then we're about to go to your calls here. Ex-DEA agent Sally Castillo exposing the false war on drugs and the criminals still behind it. That's Tuesday night, tonight, September 26th, 7 p.m. at the Texas Union Ballroom. I think they told me it holds like 700. So please get there, folks. Get there early to get good seats. I wish I could go, but I haven't seen my family in days, as usual, so I need to get home. But Kevin Smith's going to be down there tonight videotaping. Rob Jacobson's going to be down there videotaping. We're going to put this on the web. CIA, drug running, Oliver North, torture, Negroponte, death squads, Reagan Bush Sr., Texas Union tonight. And then are you going to be there at Brave New Books beforehand or after?
Probably it's going to be after. We're going to have a book signing at the store.
It's probably about 9 o'clock or something?
Yeah, 9:30. And it's very close to the event.
Sure. Okay. Well, certainly, folks, you should go to that. Sully's going to have a slide show. We're going to videotape it, if that's all right, and try to put it out on local TV so folks can see it and also get the crowd's questions. Okay, let's go to the calls. Dave in Ohio, then John, Dave, Bill, Clay, and others. Go ahead, Dave.
How you doing, Alex, today?
Good, sir.
Hey, just want to thank you for what you're doing, and I'm essentially a first-time caller, but I have listened to your program probably essentially every day for the last couple of months, and I want to let you know that I'm on board, and I think that 9/11 was an inside job, and, you know, we have a small group of people here in Ohio and in the southwest section of Ohio, and we're trying to get the word out, and we're trying to get people to understand what the New World Order is all about and what they're doing. When you talk to Mr. Chavez earlier today, I guess my question would be, and you're still trying to verify parts of the story just to make sure that everything is on the up and up, but my question would be...
Well, you know, the criticism of him has not been legitimate, is my point.
Right.
He was in the military. He was where he said he was. This is what he saw. He wrote a letter to the editor, and it started all of this.
Right, and I guess my thing is we're in Ohio, and he's in Ohio, and I was wondering, you know, I'm willing to leave my email address to you guys in the event that maybe he can...
Sir, his phone number,
he
put his phone number out publicly. Just type in Sergeant Chavez Testimony 9/11. You'll find his letter to the editor. You can call him.
Okay, because we, the little group that we have, we just, we want to get the word out as much as possible because,
sure,
you know,
but I'm just saying, go online, you can get his phone number.
Okay,
we
have small
kids. And I think you ought to contact him.
Yeah, we're just trying to fight this thing and get the word out to as many people as we possibly can.
Well, good, sir. Keep it up. And I know we've got several great affiliates in Ohio and a really exploding audience there, so tell everybody about the show, and I appreciate your call, sir. I know you were in the green room earlier back there. Shola Costello, what did you think of the interview with Mr. Chavez we had on?
Yeah, that's great, great. And, you know, he emphasized that he has no documents, but the fact that he was there, he was present, and that means a lot. It's nothing like having an eyewitness to an atrocity that happened, and you know, you were there, you saw it. So there's no two ways about it, about his credibility.
Well, we know the government was running the drills. We know Cheney was in control. We know he ordered to stand down. All that's already been admitted. And he's saying, I was at CENTCOM. It's admitted he was at CENTCOM, and this is what I heard.
Exactly. And, you know, why should they retaliate against him for telling the truth?
Let's go ahead and take a call. John in Ohio, another call from Ohio. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, I think the media is the real problem. The media is the real problem here. I think as long as people rely on the media, and I think somebody in the CIA once said, more important than all the armies, more important than all the bullets are the disinformation that we can...
the Pentagon has said recently that InfoWar, psychological operations, is 90% of their strategy.
Yeah, and I listen to you, and I listen to what I consider some honest people on the left, like Workers Org and WSWS.org. And you won't hear anything about this Luis Posada saga, this mass murderer, this airline bomber, this assassin, this man who planned to blow up Panama University to kill Castro because he was speaking there. He was convicted. He was brought to this country. He's now being in the process of being freed. And that process began on the very day that Bush was saying, we will not tolerate any country that harbors terrorists, in his effort to try to justify this phony war on terrorism. The media completely has been blacking information along these lines out because it would show totally how phony this war on drugs, war on terrorism is, while we're supporting terrorists treated as heroes in
this
country.
The war on drugs, the war on terror, it's all the war on our freedoms.
Yes,
they control the drugs, they control the terror. These are the catalyst to introduce us into slavery in the name of keeping us safe.
And why aren't we told, for instance, that people like Orlando Bosch and Luis Posada are treated as heroes in this country, being harbored after being trained by the CIA to perpetrate 45 years of terrorism against Cuba? I think it was about 8 years ago, all the media was down in Cuba. They had people from around the world, jurists and others, the victims of U.S. terrorism there, and not a word of it was mentioned by the media because, again, this would blow the whole paradigm, pretense of the Bush administration that we're fighting terrorism around the world when, in fact, we're supporting it. And the people that are trying to prevent that are now in prison in this country, some Cubans. We've tried to infiltrate some of these CIA-connected terrorist groups in Miami. They went in good faith to the FBI, along with the Cuban government, to give them this information, I think naively. And instead of them going after these terrorists, predictably, they were arrested. And
sure, John, let me get a comment from Sally on what you said.
Yeah, those are known as the Cuban Fives that have been arrested and detained here in the U.S. and being charged with terrorist act against the Cuban community down in Florida. And that's the problem. You know, it's all political. We got Jeb Bush, the governor up there, who maybe run for president, and he needs that community up there to support him.
Well, I mean, listen, I support the Cuban community. I don't support Fidel Castro. But at the same time, they're just as evil or worse because, you know, they claim they can do anything to fight Castro. And, you know, the Miami Herald has a Spanish version, found out five of its employees were on secret payroll and were CIA. Well, that's illegal. You know, Bush has spent $1.6 billion on fake news. So they fire them, and the Cubans go absolutely crazy. They start, you know, protesting and pulling their subscriptions when all the Miami Herald's doing is what it's supposed to. You're not supposed to have secret government agents writing news articles. Sally?
Exactly, and being paid for it. You know, they were getting paid pretty good money for reporting.
It's like Armstrong Williams lying. I mean, they've got thousands of reporters on the payroll, folks. And, I mean, that's the kind of stuff, you know, Cuba does, where they have these government reporters. But at least in Cuba, they admit they're government reporters. I mean...
Exactly. In Venezuela, the same thing. You know, whatever Chavez is doing, you know, we're doing it worst.
Well, I know this. I've talked to people that have been down there, and I've seen the reports. Chavez walks right into a place. They don't search anybody they let in there. He'll speak to thousands of people, just like Saddam would get up in front of, you know, 500, 2,000 people with machine guns. But Bush, you know, they shut down half of New York when he goes there. And I'm not defending Saddam Hussein. He was a government agent of the U.S. The point is, you know, how can Chavez go on TV every week and take unscreened phone calls and then go into rooms without people being searched? And, you know, how can Saddam do it? But then in our country, the president's guarded like he's a Roman emperor. John?
Exactly. And why haven't we heard that these people that are being harbored here, these terrorists, Orlando Bosch and Posada, have perpetrated terrorism right in Washington, one of the worst acts of terrorism. This is the 30th anniversary of blowing up car bomb, the foreign minister of Chile, who was overthrown by the CIA. And these people are treated as heroes in this country, actually perpetrating airline bombings and terrorism against our own country of foreign ministers.
I know. Listen, I appreciate your call. We'll come back and talk to Dave, Bill, and Clay. That'll be it for calls. I'll also briefly give you the toll-free number and website to get my new film, Terror Storm. It's available on DVD with 68 minutes of extras. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment, my friends, on this Live Tuesday edition. In the first hour, I got into Jesse Ventura and my interview with him last night. He went public with his questions of the official 9/11 story, doubting it, and talked about some issues you never talked about before. That'll be going up tonight, an article this afternoon. Be sure to get it and spread it to the four winds. If you want to get my new film, Terror Storm, it's a close to two-hour documentary within 68 minutes of extras, over 3 hours total on one DVD. We have the best clips from the 9/11 Neocon Symposium out in L.A. in late June. And, then, of course, the film Terror Storm covering 9/11, 7/7, 3/11, all these examples of government-sponsored terrorism available in the film Terror Storm at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore shopping cart. And don't forget, we have Sully Costello's book, soon to be out of print. Really is an important book to have. Powder Burns, government drug trafficking documented from the eyes of a DEA agent. We have that available at Infowars.com as well. Let's take quickly three final calls. I want to get you all on board here. Dave in California, then Bill and Clay. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. It's always a pleasure and inspiration to speak to you and your guest.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Sully, it's an honor to speak to you. I want to cut to the chase here. George Herbert Walker Bush. We know Prescott Bush was a big Nazi, and George the First and Prescott were probably involved in bringing Nazi war criminals in after World War II. And then in 1947, the NSA Act goes in, authorizing presidential covert activity, and boom, 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 CIA, Northwoods, Bay of Pigs, JFK, Noriega, Iraq, Iran-Contra, El Salvador, death squads, torture, you name it. Nukes, bioweapons, crack, and 9/11.
And now they're using terror to turn us into Nazi Germany.
There you go. So I was just wondering, Sully, what's your short take on George Herbert Walker Bush?
He's an evil person. I'll do what Hugo Chavez said. He's the devil. And, he stinks. And, the day he dies is when people are going to say the person that should have never been born. Because he had brought a lot of pain to Latin America with his death squads and the drug trafficking with his people, Oliver North, Felix Rodriguez, Posadas, and a whole bunch of other people. And of course, at the end of the day, he ended up pardoning at least eight of those individuals that were involved in these atrocities.
And North gets to prance around like a conservative.
Exactly. You know, he lied to Congress. He's a convicted felon. I don't care what anybody says. He was convicted. And, later he was dismissed. But, His price was to go work for Fox News, and
which is a known government front.
Exactly, and
I mean, hell, look at Snow now, White House press secretary.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, caller, thank you. Great call. Call me back tomorrow because you're a great caller, and I'm sorry to be cutting you short. Bill in New Jersey, go ahead.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is attending a mayor's meeting in Pennsylvania today, discussing tougher gun laws. Now, we know this gentleman has sued gun dealers in the southern states and forced two of them.
He's already got basically a gun ban in New York. What else does he want, or is he trying to do it in other states?
He's trying to spread this throughout the nation.
He's a cockroach. A caller, go ahead and finish up.
Okay, well, he has already gotten two gun dealers in the southern states, I believe one in Georgia, one in North Carolina, to give over their records and keep new records to be shared with the New York City Police.
Yeah, that's right. New York and Chicago are saying they're going to act as national databases for the BATF as a way to get around the federal law.
Yeah, he's also been suing gun dealers as well.
And well, what do you expect from a Republican? Thanks for the call. I mean, look at Pataki, look at Bush. They're all a bunch of gun-grabbing trash. They got a bunch of idiots with Bush stickers on their cars. Clay in Florida, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Alex, it's Clay. I'd like the opportunity to make an announcement, if I could, for Small Storm, a promotional announcement. So I'll take up my 30 seconds doing that. 9/11 Mysteries Part 1 Demolitions is the most comprehensive, definitive documentary on the destruction of World Trade Center. Any rational, open-minded person who watches this film will know that no planes were responsible.
Absolutely. We're out of time, and we carry that. We have it on DVD. It is a great new film. Get it at Infowars.com. God bless you all. Thanks, Sully.
Thank you.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.